This is the Sakar Merli of the 27th of May 2026. Essence, sweet children, Baba, the death of all deaths, has come to enable you to conquer death. Only with the mantra of Man above will you be able to conquer death. Question: what special teaching does the Spiritual Father give you, spiritual pilgrims? Answer: O spiritual pilgrims, renounce body consciousness and become soul conscious. Ravan made you body conscious for half a cycle, so now become soul conscious. Only the Supreme Spirit and no one else can give you this spiritual knowledge. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. You children heard the praise of your father. It is also remembered that God is the highest on high. He is the father of all the children. All are brothers. The father of all is one, and that one is Shiv Baba. The Father has explained to you, O children, on the path of devotion, you have two fathers, a worldly one and the one from beyond this world. A creation receives an inheritance from the Creator. That is a limited inheritance, whereas this inheritance is unlimited. There is only the one unlimited Father from whom you receive this unlimited inheritance. He is incorporeal, and his name is Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva. They say salutations to the Supreme Soul, Shiva. He is the highest on high. Your intellects go to the incorporeal Father. He resides in the supreme region from where you souls come. The Father also resides with you there. He is the bestower of salvation for all. Bharat is the birthplace of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva here. That spiritual father is called the Ocean of Knowledge, the Purifier, the Liberator and the Guide. The people of Bharat know that he alone is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. This is a land of sorrow, and Bharat was a land of happiness. The Father sits here and explains to you children, O people of Bharat, when it was your original eternal deity religion, you were the masters of the world. Those who belonged to the deity religion had an elevated religion and performed elevated actions. They have now become corrupt in their religion and their actions. They can no longer call themselves pure deities. The path of devotion continues until the end of the Iron Age. There is none of this knowledge then. Salvation is received through this knowledge. Until the Father, the bestower of salvation for all, comes, no one can receive salvation. The Father says, I come at the confluence age of the cycle. At this time the world is impure, there isn't a single pure person. Although sannyasis become pure, they still have to take rebirth here. They have to take birth through poison. They cannot return home. When the cycle comes to an end, the Father comes and takes you back. This is called spiritual knowledge. The Supreme Spirit gives you this spiritual knowledge. Only the Supreme Spirit is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. all the knowledge in the scriptures belongs to the path of devotion. The Father says, by having sacrificial fires, doing tapasya, and going on pilgrimages, etc., you have continued to come down. At first you were Satopratan. When there was purity in Bharat, there was also peace and prosperity. There was both health and wealth. It is a matter of 5,000 years ago when Bharat became heaven. At that time, there were no other religions. There was just the one original eternal deity religion, and it was established by the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Only he establishes heaven. Human beings cannot do this. It cannot be said that Sri Krishna is the creator. No. Only the one incorporeal Shiva is the creator, and everyone else is his creation. Only from the creator does the creation receive the inheritance. The Father explains, I am your unlimited Father. I give you your unlimited inheritance for 21 births. I establish the pure religions of the sun and moon dynasties. The Brahmin religion is the top knot. The spiritual father is the highest. He makes all of you spirits equal to himself. He is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of happiness. And he also makes you that. Bharat was a land of happiness, whereas it is now a land of sorrow. No one knows how the Father comes. All of this history and geography, from the beginning of the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age, is about Bharat. Lakshmi and Narayan were so healthy and wealthy, they never fell ill. You are now receiving teachings to conquer death. The one who is called the Great Death, the death of all deaths, is enabling you to conquer death. You have heard the praise, salutations to Shiva. You wouldn't say that the Supreme Soul is omnipresent, or that he is in the cats and dogs. That is called defamation of religion. They defame the Father. This is now the confluence age of the cycle. It refers to this time when it is said, there are those who have no love for God in their intellects. Destruction is just ahead. In the Gita it is written, what were the Yadavs, Kauravs and Pandavs doing? The Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the jewel of all scriptures. It was from this that all the other scriptures emerged. You understand that the Gita is the scripture for the deity religion. The Father says, I come and change you from Shudras into Brahmins, and then make you into deities once again. You then become warriors, merchants and Shudras. The Father explains how you take 84 births. Those who go first into the Golden Age will definitely take the maximum number of births. You people of Bharat will take the maximum 84 births. The minimum is one birth. The Father sits here and also explains this. No one, apart from the Father, is called the ocean of knowledge. When you speak of the purifier, the ocean of knowledge, your intellects go upwards. The Father liberates everyone and takes them back home. The bestower of salvation for all is the one Father. Acha, Then how does everyone become degraded? Who makes you degraded? The Golden Age is called salvation, and the Iron Age is called degradation. The Father says, I come every cycle and grant you children salvation. You children know the history and geography of the whole world. The history and geography that they teach in schools is incomplete. No one knows who used to rule in the Golden and Silver Ages. There are the images of Lakshmi and Narayan showing that they used to rule. You can tell everyone for how long those kingdoms continued. The Christian dynasty has continued for 2,000 years. The Buddhist dynasty has continued for this length of time, and those of Islam have continued for this length of time. Before them, there was the Moon dynasty, which existed for 1,250 years. There were only the Sun and Moon dynasties in the Golden and Silver Ages. There was no other religion at that time. Only you become those of the Sun and Moon dynasties. You have now become the Brahmin dynasty. This whole play is based on Bharat. Bharat becomes hell and heaven. This cannot be said of those other religions. They don't exist in heaven. When someone dies, people say that he has become a resident of heaven. But they don't understand that a resident of hell has to take rebirth in hell. A resident of heaven would take rebirth in heaven. You children understand that Lakshmi and Narayan were residents of heaven. How did they attain their kingdom? Anything of hundreds of thousands of years cannot be remembered. Those scriptures, etc., do not exist in the Golden Age. All of those are the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. You have to descend the ladder. It takes you 5,000 years to come down the ladder as you go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo from Satipatthana. In the Golden Age you were 16 celestial degrees full. Then in the Silver Age there were 2 degrees less. The alloy of silver was mixed into souls. You went into the Copper Age, and there was therefore alloy of copper mixed into souls. At this time, souls are completely Tamopratana. Alloy is mixed into souls. Only you take the full 84 births. The spiritual father, Shiv Baba, comes and explains to you spiritual children, you now have to become soul conscious. When Ravan comes, everyone becomes body conscious. You now have to consider yourselves to be souls. We are the ones who have taken 84 births and have continued to play different parts. The cycle of 84 now has come to an end. Even bodies have now reached a state of total decay. Ravan's kingdom begins in the Copper Age. Rama's kingdom is in the Golden Age. You are soul conscious in the Golden Age. You then become body conscious in the Copper and Iron Ages. You neither know about souls nor the Supreme Soul. The Father explains that each soul is a star. A wonderful star sparkles in the center of the forehead. It cannot be seen except in a divine vision. It is completely subtle. It is a soul who sheds a body and takes another. We souls have taken 84 births. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is also a point. He is called the Ocean of Knowledge, the Purifier, and the Knowledgeful One. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Because he is the seed, he is called the truth, the living being, and the embodiment of bliss. The Father definitely has to speak the knowledge that he has. This is spiritual knowledge. The Father of all spirits comes and teaches you spirits. You have to become soul conscious. Shiv Baba is teaching us. He alone is the knowledgeful one. It is Baba who comes and creates the creation of heaven. He makes you worthy of heaven. No human being knows these secrets of the world cycle. Because of not knowing the Father, this has become the condition of Bharat. When there was purity in Bharat, there was also peace and prosperity. It is now hell. Therefore, how could anyone go to heaven? Their intellects have become completely like stone. The Father says, I would bring a gift for the children, would I not? I make you into the masters of heaven. Those who claimed their inheritance in the previous cycle will do so now. They will change from humans into deities. In fact, all are the children of Prajapita Brahma. Shiv Baba is now creating creation through Brahma. They continue to become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You have to make effort in order to claim your inheritance from Shiv Baba. You have to change from Tamo Pratan to Sato Pratan. The Father says, children, remember me and all your sins will be absolved. No one but the Father can give you this spiritual knowledge. Only the spiritual Father gives you spirits this knowledge. You can go on this spiritual pilgrimage. You renounce body consciousness and become soul conscious. Souls are imperishable and the parts are recorded in souls. You now understand how you souls play your parts for 84 births. We belonged to the Sun Dynasty. Then we became those of the Moon Dynasty. And we now have to become those of the Sun Dynasty once again. The Father is now giving you teachings to become Sato Pratan. Constantly remember me alone. God speaks. The God of the Gita is Shiv Baba, not Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna's soul too is now studying this. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. Stay on this spiritual pilgrimage and also inspire others to do so. In order to make yourself Sato Pratan, remember the One Father. Make full effort to become soul conscious. 2. In order to conquer death, pay attention to the Father's teachings. Consider yourself to be a spirit and give this knowledge to spirits. blessing. May you be a Master Mariada Purushottam, elevated being who follows the highest code of conduct. By following the highest code of conduct and making Bapdada's task your aim, it is said, grind your own ingredients and you will feel intoxication. Never let your vision fall on anyone else's income. Instead of making someone else's intoxication your aim, make Bapdada's virtues and task your aim. Become Bapdada's helper in destroying irreligiousness and in establishing the religion of truth. Those who are destroying irreligiousness cannot do anything irreligious or break a divine code of conduct. Such souls are Master Mariada Purushottam who follow the highest code of conduct. Slogan: be master knowledgeful and finish asking wasteful questions, and your time will then be saved. Aviat signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. If you have any thought, then just give it to those who are senior to you and continue to move along whilst being free from thoughts. To give your ideas and signals is a different matter from having some upheaval. Therefore, always remain constant. Just give your thought and become free of thoughts. Constantly pay attention to having to become a conqueror of your physical organs. Your attraction to even one of your physical senses will not allow you to belong to the Father. It will not allow you to be stable in a constant and stable stage. Om Shanti. Invaluable elevated versions of Mateshwari Ji. Song: what can thunderstorms do to those whose companion is God? What can thunderstorms do to those whose companion is God? This song proves that a soul and the Supreme Soul are two things. God is not omnipresent. Otherwise, why is there so much sorrow in the world for those whose companion is God and are in his presence? Why are people so poor and dependent? God is the being of happiness, and to say that God is omnipresent is to insult him. When God is present, should the world be full of happiness or full of sorrow? Then what is the need to call out to God? At this time, Maya is omnipresent, not that God is not present. God only comes once at the confluence age, and it is then that he can be said to be present everywhere. His remembrance is definitely present in everyone's heart. The power that makes a body function with different sanskars is a soul, not God, and is present in each body. Now, you have to think about why it is you have received God's company. In order to go through a thunderstorm of Maya, and there definitely are thunderstorms of Maya, and to go through it, we souls ask for God's company. If he were present, then neither would there be problems from Maya, nor would we have to remember him to take his company. So both we souls and God have parts in this play. When God comes, we have to take his full company and completely belong to him. For only then will we become free from Maya's thunderstorms. although he is the bestower of happiness for all, it is those who take his support in a practical way that are the ones who receive his company. So those children have extra attainment. He has become present in the world, but it is so amazing that because the world does not know him, they are not able to take his company. When they take his full company, he is well known for giving his help. It is said, when you take one step forward, he will come 10 steps forward. He gives the full inheritance, in which there is nothing lacking. Acha.